You are listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon, sir.
There is a developing story over the last several days to a week or so about these pockets of the Corn Belt that continually miss rain events. What can you tell us about that?
Well, there have been, and that's not unusual, especially when we get into these summer patterns where the storm systems that bring the rain aren't real big, and so there are areas that kind of get into a bad luck streak, and that's especially some areas of the southern Corn Belt. And those are areas, again, that with the next batch of precipitation may get skirted as well. Now, the winters will continue to be winters when it comes to the precipitation. Nebraska, Iowa, the Dakotas, Minnesota, northern Illinois, northern Indiana, northern Ohio, those areas still look to be in line to get some more precipitation over the next week or 10 days. But southern Illinois, southern Indiana, portions of Missouri, they're going to have some chances for precipitation, but amounts are going to be less.
Why does that happen?
Well, it happens every year. Rarely are you going to have a summer where everybody gets what they want or what they need. And you tend to get pockets that get dry, and they sometimes feed upon themselves. And one reason for that is when the ground gets drier, there's less evaporation going on, less moisture evaporating back into the air to help fuel the next batch of showers and thunderstorms. So a lot of times a dry pocket will sort of feed on itself to where the dryness perpetuates more dryness. A lot of times you have to have a bigger storm system to come in to do that. But it happens. However, when you look at the broad picture over the Corn Belt, you know, there are still many areas that are doing better than they are doing worse.
Is another narrative the cool temperatures and the potential for what that might mean in the Northern Belt later into the growing season?
Well, you know, that's certainly a concern, especially when we look at August. And from what we're seeing on August, August is going to carry forward a lot of the trends we had in July, which means, yes, there's going to be some warm days, but overall, we may end up below normal temperature-wise in August. Now, indications are for September that it will warm up at least back to normal values. And so I guess I would rather see it a little cooler than normal in August than I would in September. So I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll be able to get to the end of the growing season without an early freeze. We don't see that yet.
Generally speaking, where are we on growing degree days? I know we had a good start to the season.
Well, we did. You know, most areas are trailing. Are they trailing a ton? No. So I think that while we will probably finish August a little behind normal in many areas, it's not going to be so far behind that it's going to be a problem as long as we can have that warm September.
As you look out, what are your greatest concerns for the finishing of the crop?
I think the precipitation chances, although we just mentioned some dry areas, that will still be a concern. Overall, I am optimistic that August will be bringing rainfall in the adequate levels for most areas.
Thank you very much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.